So it helps with keeping the kids focused on finishing school because they're involved in activities. We have clubs that are still meeting and large numbers, so we're excited about how we're finishing on a high note.
As the end of the school year approaches, Hayes High is preparing for graduation and other end-of-the-year events. Assistant Principal Fred Winter stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're still getting ready. It's going to be getting ready right up to the point. You know, we graduate May 14th on that Sunday at 1:30, and, you know, we're still signing papers. We got awards night on May 8th. You know, we're just, you know, we've got our whole operation up front running around. We have a lot of teachers involved with that as well. And we just really appreciate all the support that the community gives us in these, you know, having a graduation at Gross Memorial Coliseum is just kind of surreal to think about. Once we get the new high school built, that, you know, there'll be a time where we won't have it at Gross anymore. We'll have it at our own high school. So that's exciting looking into the future.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody's ever actually really prepared for graduation. Let's be completely honest. I mean, maybe the students are probably ready to graduate, but in the sense of getting out of there, but
every day they got the countdown. I have a daughter who's graduating this year. And so, it's really real for me. This is my third one. So got one more in the, waiting in the wings, but they cannot be more ready. And if they're not to that point, then something is wrong. So we're excited, but we have a lot of good things that they're finishing up through the year and activities. It's our seniors as they go forward.
Project graduation happening?
Yes, it'll happen Sunday night after. Mr. Fawn still does a great job of organizing that event. It'll be, you know, and all the parents that are involved, and we really appreciate the businesses who donate to that cause. So if you haven't donated, get a hold of Mr. Fonestill and the parents that are in charge of that, and we'll be more than happy to accept your donations.
Yeah. And I really like the story behind Project Graduation as well, too. Basically kind of, you know, keeping them away from, you know, the fields, if you will, away from the keggers and things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's just a great event that we have, and we know the students, so they finish their high school career safely and in a fun way, and they get to take some nice prizes away with them as well to get ready for college.
I know I had a blast at my project graduation when I graduated in 04 from Hayes High. I believe I won the music trivia contest that they had there.
Shocker.
I think your name is still on the wall.
It's my only contribution.
But as you alluded to, there's also other things going on. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You got some pretty cool spring sports stuff that's going on right now, too, as you're wrapping up the year, right?
Yeah, we have our softball team is in position to win the WAC championship outright. They've got to get past Liberal. I know our baseball team, I believe, is already secured a WAC championship, and they're still going. Our track team, our men's and women's track team, they've got WAC next Thursday at Great Bend as they go to compete there. Our swim team, we have a, you know, we have a state swimmer who's went to state last year, and she's set some school records, and I think she's still setting records on top of her records. So we have a lot of, and then our golf team's getting ready. Our tennis team, they have regionals. So we have a lot of exciting things every day, every night that our kids are doing. Our FFA is in state right now. I know we have a state champion. They're getting ready to they'll go compete at nationals in Minnesota. So we're very proud.
Very cool. And it's gotta feel so good when you end the year on high notes like that. I mean, and not to say that the end of the year isn't good every time, but you know, it's gotta add something a little special, I would think, right?
Yeah, it does, and it really shows those underclassmen that, you know, what you can achieve with and the seniors as they go, and it's just great to see, you know, alumni come back and experience that with them. And we have a lot of alumni who's, you know, not only involved in activities but come out and support our kids, and the kids are really you know, focused. It helps with keeping the kids focused on finishing school because they're involved in activities. Mm-hmm. You know, we have clubs that are still meeting and large numbers, so we're excited about how we're finishing on a high note. It's coming real fast. You don't know it. May 17th will be the last day, so right around the corner.
Absolutely. Hey, shifting gears a little bit. I know I've seen recently some talk and some conversations about the bond issues. You guys are working through all that project. I wonder if you have any latest news to share there.
Well, they'll officially break ground on August 1st. And so as we're getting ready to start school, we'll have a major construction area around there. So if you're dropping kids off or you're looking to be up there, what's been exciting and been a fun experience is we have turf on our old practice field, football field that we only play JV and freshman football on. And we have, we've played soccer games. We have lights now, lights do work. So we're very blessed and thankful that, those companies got on board and, got that done. It'll be ready for, cause when we practice, we lose our practice fields and we'll be able to use that in the future and use that lights because in August 1st, we lose everything, east of our high school, but it's exciting. And we're also trying to, improve some of the things in our current high school, getting ready for the middle school. But, because we still have a lot of students who will never step into that new high school. So we want to make their experience and their high school experience. So with new furniture or whether it be, setting some just new seating where students can gather. So we're excited about that.
I kind of feel like those students that are getting kind of that short end of the stick and having to go through the older facilities are probably like kind of bummed, but like also what a cool way to like wrap up a legacy for an iconic building and all of them as everybody is shifting around. And I know my daughter's one of them. She's going into Hayes Middle School next year and she'll never be in the new or the converted high school into that middle school, but she'll be the recipient of that cool new high school building when they get that done. So how does that feel for the students? Are they jazzed up or are they kind of just indifferent?
I think indifferent right now. to be politically correct, but
kids, right?
I don't sit and dwell on it. They realize it, and I don't think until you actually start seeing the building go up, we'll see some of that. But students have been great. I think it doesn't matter about the building. I think it matters about the people mm-hmm. that we have in our building. That's the most important thing. And that's why me and my family have loved Hayes and been here. And I have a freshman daughter and hopefully she'll be able to walk into the new building the very first year is kind of the timeline. We're conscious of that, but we want to make our current building the best experience for our students every year, and we're conscious of that as we go forward.
I mean, surely when we get up to that point, we'll have like a ribbon cutting and a tour or something like that that people can come in and actually walk around and take it check it out and take it all in and everything too. So I mean, not completely missing out, but it's not the same though, too.
No, without a doubt. I mean, and I'm sure alumni and those opportunities, alumni games or. They come back, and I know we in basketball we have alumni come back and play, or mm-hmm. volleyball, or baseball. I mean, you have people come back on campus and visit, and I think that'll just encourage, people to want to bring their kids back to Hayes, mm-hmm. Hayes graduates to come back and be part of the community and be a part of something to have for their and so experience it through different ways.
Yeah, that's an extra, an excellent point that it is really community. It's more than just the educators and the students that are there in the at the time. It's for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our high school right now is used by the community 24/7. I mean, every night, we have one night a week where we have the Striders out on our track. I mean, and now they're loving and enjoying the turf that's out there right now. So just to see those improvements has uplifted people and excited. And then some of their kids who are not going to walk into the new building, but at least get to experience the new turf here on our campus. So they're able to see that, but yeah, it's definitely coming up.
We've got just about a minute or two left. I wonder if we want to use that time to talk about getting ready for next year. Because as we're wrapping up, you got to be preparing for next August as well. Is there anything that parents and students need to know at this particular time, or is it kind of all settling in?
I think, you know, we're communicating all that out. I'm in charge of spearheading the schedule for next year. So I've been actually planning for next year since March 1st. So we continue to have those talks. We have parents just need to be aware of, we do have some new courses and that we're able to offer our students. They just need to talk to their counselors as they prepare. They need to talk to their coaches and activity and club sponsors as they get ready for the summer, because we don't stop. We will have kids, you know, in our building. Just like, you know, we're talking about the community, our community every night. we have somebody in either in our gyms, on our campus, and then, you know, with the new building, like you said, it's going to even get used more, because we'll have three turf fields right there on campus. People will be experiencing those, also at the new softball field. So all of those things, and gyms, we'll have two extra gyms that people will be able to use. But the parents just need to continue to watch the Hayes news feed, Hayes High news feed, to make sure they're communicating. And especially, we're excited about those eighth graders coming over. They just graduated. They're getting ready to come over next year. It'll be one of the bigger classes that we've had in a while. It'd be like over 270 students. We're graduating 212. That's a big deficit right now. So that'll increase us just by 50 alone. So, yeah, that's what they just need to pay attention to.